来嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟来嘟嘟嘟飞机哦哦哦飞机哦哦哦飞机飞机哦哦飞机哦哦哦飞机嘟嘟嘟飞机嘟嘟嘟飞机嘟嘟嘟飞机嘟嘟嘟飞机飞机嘟嘟
What's up, everybody? It's Shameless Plug Time. So thanks for checking out the podcast, Going Full Nerd. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe everywhere possible. So look for Going Full Nerd on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, goingfullnerd.com, and my Twitter handle, ONYXXX1969. You can also listen to the audio version on its home, anchor.fm, but also on Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume your podcast listening pleasure. Hey guys, let's get on with the show.
Oh, what's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? What's up? Oh man, it's Sunday. I'm running late. I'm either too early or too late. So I don't know sometimes. But what's happening? What's good? It's Sunday. It's close enough to 6 p.m. I got the adult beverage. Let's pop the can. Let's get going. Yo, I mean, it seems like every time I get into something that every time I get into something, something else comes up and it keeps me from doing everything I'm supposed to do. Now, you're asking, where's the Star Wars shirt? See, what happened was, I'm going to be honest. I mean, after watching, you know, Ahsoka, I keep calling it Ahsoka, but it's Ahsoka. Ahsoka. Okay. But anyway, I realize I'm not as big a Star Wars fan as I thought I was. I mean, admittedly, you know, I got some age on me. I was about 7 years old when the original OG Star Wars came out. I did not see it in the theater. We were broke parents. No, I waited and I didn't see Star Wars until like videotape. It was on VHS when I first saw it. Then I remember by the time that Empire Strikes Back, no, not Empire Strikes, Return of the Jedi. By the time Return of the Jedi hit theaters, I had a cool science teacher. I mean, you can't beat this, man. You can't beat this. My science teacher, and I can't remember dude's name. This was like third, fourth grade. Science. This is when teachers could get away with stuff that would get them immediately fired or canceled in today's society. Honestly, today's society. Because what I ended up, what he did is we had permission tickets to go to the Museum of Natural History in New York. Okay? We had tickets to see that. Now, being that I'm of a certain age right now, this is so, I don't even, man, it makes me wonder, where is that teacher? Or what happened to him? What's his name? Anyway, I'm not even going to go there. So we got to school, got in the school bus, had the permission slips, and the teacher was like, listen, bring extra money, make sure you got this amount, and we're going to, you got to have this amount. Okay. We all got off the bus at the Museum of Natural History. And then we immediately walked the whole class to the movie theater where they were showing Return of the Jedi. Now, you can't tell me that the teacher wanted to see Return of the Jedi. I mean, it was kind of cool. So we kind of saw that. Everybody had popcorn. Then by the time the movie was over, Because we ain't have things like X after credit scenes and stuff. When that movie ended and that credit roll started going, we hightailed it back over to the museum to get on the bus. We had no museum souvenirs. You couldn't ask. Nobody would know. I mean, so how was the museum? It was good. What did you see? It was done. It was done. But anyway, I digress. But I realized after watching Ahsoka that I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan I thought I was. I mean, I like Star Wars. I like the original, you know, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back. I'm good with that. I went and saw the prequel stuff. I watched Obi-Wan. I saw Solo. I mean, I saw Rogue One. I saw these movies. But when seeing Ahsoka, I know that I'm not a true fan because I never watched any of Star Wars Rebels. Never saw any of Star Wars Rebels. Saw some of the Clone Wars cartoons, but the Star Wars Rebels cartoon, which was on for 4 years. 4 freaking years on Disney XD. 75 episodes. Awesome following. I think I like flicked channels and saw it. But I think I'm going to have to go on my Disney Plus subscription and go watch all this, because when I got to this, there was so much stuff that I didn't know. And I was like, what? Now, because, you know, this is the new hotness. They dropped it on Disney Plus. I get it. It's cool, you know. And I'm not going to talk about Clone Wars. I mean, here's the thing. I knew she was in the Clone Wars. Why? Because she was Anakin's Padawan. But I'm talking about the majority of the other characters on this are all from Star Wars Rebels. So, you know, and, you know, it shook me to that point. Like, you know, now, don't get it wrong. I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna get into it. But my thing is, how much of Star Wars Rebels do I need to watch in order to be invested in Ahsoka? Because, you know, it's Rosario Dawson, man, you know? Yo, Rosario Dawson! But, you know, and it's like, you know, you look at the cast, you look at all the stuff, you know, and I get it. You know, guys, you guys are telling me, watch the last two seasons, you know, and all that stuff. But Ahsoka, here goes the thing. I mean, you figure, they got, you know, the late Ray Stevenson is in it. They got, you know, all these different characters that made their animated appearance. Now they're making live action appearances. But there's a lot of other things that, I'm going to be totally honest, I got questions. And I've got, I'm not going to say I have any answers for them. I mean, because I can't review it. They only got 2 episodes out. I mean, we're nowhere near it. It's got 2 episodes. It's going to have 8 episodes in total. I get that. But the thing about it is it's having that connection to the characters. And that's, I think, one of the biggest problems that we have with Disney Plus. And, you know, some people say, oh, wait a minute, you usually hype up the Disney-fied stuff. But that is a problem because we get these shows that really feed upon other media, whether it's other shows, other movies, and things like that. And if you don't follow along, you miss some of the Easter egg plot points that have people pulling. And one of the things that has me really confused is there's a lot of Jedi running around, whereas the original trilogy, you thought that all the Jedis were exterminated and the last two wielders were Obi-Wan and Darth Vader. Now, I see more lightsabers popping out of all everywhere. You got a Mandalorian pulling out a lightsaber. You got Ahsoka with Ahsoka. I keep wanting to call her Ahsoka. Ahsoka. So many. And, you know, then you got all these Sith. I thought that was a rule of two with Sith. You only going to have a couple. There's a whole bunch of red lightsabers running around. And I get it. This is supposed to be a lot of stuff that, you know, fills in the gaps. But I think it's not so much drawing in new viewers. It's actually confusing me as a semi-new viewer, you know, as a person that doesn't know all of it. I mean, yeah, I get it. What if this new galaxy has its own Jedi Order? I mean, but the thing about it is, how many Jedis survived Order 66? And how did you not have more Jedis running around when they were these massive attacks on the Empire? Yeah, the show will probably need some flashbacks. But I think that, you know, honestly, I think we need to, you know, I'm going to say it, and the Star Wars fans are going to hate me for this. I think we need to just stop with the everything before, you know, this latest trilogy with Rey and all that. And when they start the new movie series and they get to Rey, just deal with her. Don't go back talking about everybody else. I mean, because a lot of people are already going to have issues continuing these stories on anyway, with the way they handled, you know, the old guard, as I like to call it, you know. So it's, you know, it is what it is. And I get it, Ahsoka, she became popular. You need to make money. You know, we're going to get toys. We're going to get all this stuff. But the thing is, I'm not hating on Star Wars. Not hating on it. I mean, in all actuality, I looked at the first two episodes of this show and, you know, I had to laugh at a couple of parts because it's like, you know, I look at the subtitles on some of it and it's like playing rock music, heavy, hard rock music. You know, when they had that similar old girl riding the speeder bike reminded me of Captain America riding a motorcycle when they had the two spaceships when, you know, you remember that? You remember that from, you know, what was it? Winter Soldier? Yeah, you remember that? I remember that. Pepperidge Farm remembers. And I could have sworn when she slid the speeder bike under, I thought she was going to do one of them numbers and take it out like Steve Rogers did. I'd have been like, see? Can't y'all reusing stuff. But you know, the thing about it is when you start going back and going all on this stuff and you start filling in, continuity can become an issue. And I really would like to, you know, hope that they don't mess over continuity. You know, continuity would be great. But I think it is time to start anew. You know, the Empire is defeated. You got a few rogue Sith. Or if you're going to go ahead and tell these stories, and I get it, this is actually part of that where it's not centrally focused on the Skywalkers and you're telling what happened someplace else during the rebellion. I get it. and you're telling about something that the period after Return of the Jedi, before The Force Awakens, I get it. You know, Rise of the First Order, end of the Empire, that little funky area in between. But that funky area in between, when you make something after that, that's where you have problems. That's where you're going to have problems. Continuity, writing, all sorts of stuff. And it's, I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe it is. I'm too old. Maybe. Is it? Nope. You know, I'm not going to sit here and claim that. It ain't, no, no. Good entertainment will have good entertainment. So, let's talk a little bit. So far, these first two episodes really were, to me, a continuation of Star Wars Rebels, to let us know where we're going. A lot of stuff that I've seen on the web, a lot of stuff that I've also read about, stating they're trying to find Ezra. That was the main character from Rebels, you know. But, you know, if you're going to go ahead and go down this path, if we've got to do prequels, sequel prequels, that's what I like to call these, sequel prequels. If we're going to go ahead and do stuff like that, what I suggest is let's go all the way back and let's get stories from the Old Republic. You got stuff you could do with that and not screw up what you got now. You could talk about all of that stuff. And I'm sure that a few of you who are Star Wars fans will agree with me. You know? That origin story, Jedi Sith, that's it. Old Republic stories. That would be great. How did the Jedi Order come to be? You don't have to hold on to a lot of these other characters. You could tell certain stories. You could bring in, because Yoda old as hell, you bring him in and do all that. See how it all starts? Exactly. Exactly. But we're not. So what am I going to sit here and say? So casual, let's talk about this. Ahsoka. So far, what we got? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to throw something out at you. There's a couple of things that's going to make me continue to watch this, and I hope my wife's not watching, but I'm going to say it. Rosario Dawson. Yeah, I'm going to watch this. Natasha Liu Bordizzo. Yeah, that's the one playing Sabine Wren. Mary Elizabeth. What's her name? Mary Elizabeth Winstead. As the green skin. That brought... Let's call blasphemy. Let's channel some inner Star Trek. And women in them green skin, boy, brought that Captain Kirk out in you. I got jokes. Okay, I got jokes. Let's not do that. Let's not do that again. But we're going to have a few different things, a few different characters. You got that apprentice Sith, you know, Ivana Sakno. Not bad to look at. So they're bringing a lot more. Can we get some, like, regular-looking heroes? I mean, I need a fat Jedi. That's what I need, honestly. I need a fat Jedi. I need a Jedi. I need an obese Jedi. Simple. Plain and simple. I need a Sith that's not in shape. I mean, be able to wield the lightsaber, but all that flipping? Now, you can't tell me. I mean, think about it. Think about it. That's like when I go watch these military movies. Every soldier is in shape. I spent 20 years. I know for a fact every soldier is not in shape. No, Count Dooku don't count. Okay? He was still in shape. That's the problem. They showed all these Jedi. All these Jedis are physically fit. No, you can't tell me they a fat Jedi. Jedi. I use the Force, but those blue milk snacky cakes, man. You know, I mean, the closest we had to a fat, rough-looking Jedi was Mark Hamill in the latest trilogy. Sorry, Mark. You're a good dude. I love the stuff. One of my favorite actors, but, you know, that's the closest. That's the closest you had. I don't know. But the first two episodes up on Disney Plus, they were pretty good. I ain't going to sit here and lie. Even though I didn't have a lot of inkling on the previous references and stuff like that, I kind of liked them. I think they were pretty good. Fight scenes look pretty good. Honestly, I can't wait to see how this develops. I mean, there's a lot of things that I picked up from dialogue where they inferred, yeah, you remember Ahsoka? You know, you were very rebellious. You didn't do things the way your master told you. And we're running through those same things with Sabine Wren being the Padawan to Ahsoka. So it's one of those things where, you know, I think we're going to end up with a story here that shows one character trying to correct mistakes that she made in her life with another character, you know? And if you want to call them mistakes, you call them mistakes. It is what it is. But what I am going to say is, you know, I'm going to have to agree with other, you know, review channels like New Rock Stars and the rest of these guys. I think this is going to actually turn into one of those things where they're trying to find Ezra, you know, the main character from Star Wars Rebels. And they've got a couple of good fan theories that I've seen on their channel, because I didn't know that much about the Rebels series other than a couple of things I saw. But the thing is, you know, they're going to hunt for him. They're going to hunt for Thrawn. Was he pulled over to the dark side? Is that him? So it's a couple of things. And no, not Ezra the Flash, Ezra the Jedi. Everybody got jokes. Got jokes. I hope, is it the dude? I'm calling him Ezra. You know, I don't know, man. Don't get me. Yeah, Ezra Bridger. Yeah, that's it. That's the character's name. I ain't crazy. Yeah. 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 But anyway, so the first two episodes are up. So far, they seem pretty good. I definitely got to go back and watch Star Wars Rebels so I can get a lot of the references that they're bringing in and a couple of things. I mean, love the special effects. Love the interaction between characters. It's just that as a casual viewer of this corner of the Star Wars universe, I did feel a little lost because I didn't see the previous material. But I am jumping on and going to figure it out along the way because I think I'm pretty damn smart. Now, here goes one of the things that I can sit back and say, and that is, it's been a wild week. I mean, we lost Bob Barker, Price is Right. For anybody my age, in and around my age, my generation, that was what you watched. That was the guy you watched when you were at home sick from school with your mom before the soap operas came on. So rest in peace. You know, this dude was the ultimate player. I saw that. Woo, you know, he used to be flirting with all those, you know, models, man. He was a man. Go figure. Come on down. And, you know, the internet is undefeated. I'm going to say that because, you know, it's like, really? Dude just passed away at the age of 99. And I saw a meme that said he got as close to a dollar as he could. I'm like, that is just wrong. 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 You know, and, you know, it just kind of brings the mortality right back in, you know, to the thing. So enjoy these podcasts while you can. But anyway, we're going to go ahead. Just a reminder, next Sunday, there is no live stream. Zero, zip, zilch. I am going to take a little mini vacation. Where I'm going to be at, I don't know. How will you find out where I'm at? Please go ahead, subscribe, and I'll let the members know. That's right. If you are a paid member on Going Full Nerd, other than me donating that to Extra Life, which supports Children's National Medical Center, I'll let you guys know where I'm at. And it won't be with the membership money. I'll leave it at that. That's a clue. Anyway, what I'm going to go ahead and say is, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Join me as I continue on watching all episodes of Ahsoka. And then we'll give a final review at the end of episode 8. Hopefully we get a good moment like we had in like in The Mandalorian, where they punched the baby. I know, if you take that clip out of context, it's going to be crazy. But anyway, hey, it's also football season. Yeah, I know the Giants lost their final preseason game, but it's preseason. It's like practice. We ain't talking about a real game. We're talking about practice. And anyway, this is your boy Onyx at Going Full Nerd. And remember, like I say, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. Send it to me. Let me say it for you. The phone number is still out there, folks. Check on my Twitter and check in the comment, the community page here on YouTube. Call. Leave a message. Maybe I could put your voice on the podcast. Maybe not. Depends on what you say. Anyway, I'm out of here. Funky outro music. Here we go. Is it even going? Here we go. All right. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But with all these celebrities that have been around, iconic celebrities that have been passing away, it drives you a little bit crazy. It's like, wow. You got hurricanes, tornadoes, fires in Maui. You've got earthquakes happening at the same time as a hurricane in California. It's crazy, man. What I'm going to go ahead and say is enjoy each and every day. Take that time off. Enjoy yourself. And also, check out the channel. Come on, we got to get this going. We're going to start playing some video games for charity coming up in November. We got a $1,000 goal, okay? Please, we're going to go ahead and get this. I probably need to make some videos. But anyway, I'm out. And if you made it this far, and you're watching, I'm going to say it again, and you're watching this as a replay video, there's a subscribe right above me. Click that. Subscribe. And go right over here, and there'll be a couple more videos that you may like out of my, stuff that you see. I'm done. That's it. It's over. 30 minutes. We're good. All right. Close enough. And thank you